Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love him. I love his word. I love his will. I love his ways. I love all that God is doing. I praise him and I worship him. He's my king forever. And I thank God that he sent the Holy Spirit to be with me forever. I've had a taste of what it's like to have the Holy Spirit with me. And I don't ever want it to be another way. I love the Holy Spirit within me, guiding me, showing me what I need to know. And he's true. The Spirit of truth. He tells the truth. He speaks the truth. He loves the truth. And I love him. I worship the Lord, my God and King. He is my God and King. And I love it when he tells me what to do and when he give me his word, and all you have to do is receive it and act on it, and it works. The Lord has given us everything that we need. And, you know, this is a time to fight back. This is a time to go to war against the world system. This is a time to take what's yours. And this is a time to believe the Lord, that he may cause you to bear more fruit. We don't bear branches, we bear fruit. I love listening to Ray Wilson. He said, he made it clear one morning. I you know, you read the word and you read the same scriptures over and over again, but you don't always see what God is saying. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And, you know, with his word, we'll bear much fruit. And we don't bear branches, we bear fruit. And that's the easy part. But we give people what they need to make a sober decision. And Jesus Christ left us in good shape. Many people desire for him to return so they'll have relief. They don't feel the relief that they desire in this life. Because people don't take time to learn warfare. They don't take time to, you know, they're so busy. Or they allow themselves to be too busy and they don't fill their heart with the word of God. Yet they try to please God. Now God knows what they're doing. And that's admirable. And I've done it every way. I've done it the wrong way, the hard way, and then I found out about the better way. And that's what I'm going to share today. I always say in these broadcasts, fill your heart with the word. Don't try to go around critiquing your life, making sure, you know, trying not living your whole life trying not to sin. That's a miserable way to live. But fill your heart with the word of God and his love, and you're not going to want to do the wrong things. You're going to have power to resist the wrong things. But guess what else? There's an even better way to do it. After you fill your heart with the word and speak his word over your life, bless your life with the word of God, with the knowledge you receive from his word. Bless your life with it. Bless your destiny with it. Bless your business. See, the word of God gives you vision. You'll have vision for a better marriage. You'll have vision for raising your children the way they should go. You'll have vision for a business in the first place. And then you'll have vision to know that it's not limited. There's always a way to make it greater. And all you have to do is make a choice. Now, with every choice, there's commitment. And if you're willing to do the commitment part, your part, then you can have whatever it is you desire. But just keep God's will first. That's the easiest way to live. Now, when it comes to decreeing and blessing your life, you speak the word of God over it and you protect it. Tell Satan what he can't do. And position yourself to do everything God's way. Don't make bad deals. You don't need others with their bad. You don't have to make bad deals with other people to get something done. God, seek God first. And anybody that will help you do it, let God connect you to them. Don't try to find them. Because sometimes you don't want, in business, marriage, even churches, you don't want to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. If you're a believer, a believing believer, I love the way my pastor put it, you need to be a believing believer. Believe God's word. And ask the Lord where should you go to church. Ask the Lord who you should marry or who is a good person for you. Now, if it's your childhood sweetheart, fine. But only God can tell you the truth about your childhood sweetheart. And if he don't say it's a bad deal, then it's all right. But if you're going to follow God, you can't drag somebody around that don't want to follow God. That's what I'm saying. Not to say that your childhood sweetheart don't want to follow God. Hopefully they'll love to. But only God knows these things. And Jesus gave us everything we need. And also in decreeing a thing and blessing your life, you can shut down the things of darkness. I love to say that everything that's like Satan's got to go, or everything that's not like Jesus got to go. The things that's wrong, I don't want it in my life. I don't want the world's entertainment. I don't want the world's books. I don't want the world's thoughts. You know, I say that for my blind spot. Over the course of my life, I found blind spots. The Holy Spirit helped me to see them for what they were. And when the Lord tells you to do something and you feel hesitant, that's something in your blind spot. We should never feel hesitant to obey God, ever. We should always be able to jump on board. But that it takes strength to do that. It takes receiving God's word to know him that way. And when you receive God's word in your heart, it's easy to go forward. And it's easy to detect his voice when you want to and also when you don't want to. There are many things the Lord told me to do. I normally would not have done it. And I was automatically resistant. But I learned that every time I obey him, I'm over the top blessed because of it. He always exceeds my expectations, and I love it. Now, Jesus gave us everything that we need. Everything we need to be blessed in every capacity. People in heaven don't really have an advantage. We have the best situation, those that are on earth, because we can grow and learn and be useful to God. We can be what God needs. We can become the tool God needs. We're his children. We can be what God needs on earth. We can do what Jesus, whatever you read that Jesus did, we can do. He already died for us. We can't do that. That's not what I'm talking about. But all the other actions, if he did it, we can do it. The Lord can use your authority. When he wakes you up so you can pray for others or pray for a situation, it's relevant right then. And you have to pray it through. You have to pray it till you win. And it's time for war. It's time to fight the good fight. That's why I say when God brings something to your attention, don't let it evaporate. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. Make sure that you fulfill whatever it is he's trying to get you to do. And follow through with it. It's very important. You see, what I'm trying to say is Jesus made it all easy. All of it is easy in him. But he gave us everything we need. Many times people don't like the way that things are going. But you can decree things over your life. You can bless it. You have to. This is what warfare is about. You have to fight back. And this is a time to do whatever God is saying. It's going to be good. You know, you entering into something you may not have ever experienced. Something, you know, even if you've experienced great things and great moves of God in your life, the Lord can always take you forward to a new glory that you have no experience in, but don't be afraid. Many times people decide not to go. And the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. Wherever you stop, that's where you'll live. And God will bless you on that plane, on that level of glory. But there, I'm saying this because many of you are strong in the Lord and you love him and you'll do whatever he say. There are greater glories, and as you continue to go forward, as he continue to bless your life, you're graduating. So keep graduating. That's what I'm saying. Go on to the next glory. Fight the good fight. But make it easy. Now, I always say, if you win the war within, the war without is very easy. It's a cakewalk. Now, some people have no reference for what a cakewalk is. Well, back when I was in school, they get all the kids to walk around the chairs, and then they had numbers in the chairs, and then whenever the music stopped, you sit down. And then when you sit down, if you sat on the winning number, you get the cake. And then they share it with the class. So that was so easy. A first grader could do it and laugh about it. It was fun. That's first grader fun. In other words, if you win the war within, the war without is just like first grader fun. It's easy to win against Satan. You can speak the word of God by faith, and he has to obey you. He has to stop. He has to stop at your command. I don't know an easier way to say it. I'll just say it like Jesus said it. In Luke chapter 10, you know, the Lord always gave us what we needed. He always helps us. He set us up to win. And if you look at Luke chapter 10, verse 19, you know, he sent out 70. The 70 returned with joy. Let's start at 17. Now, they were going about telling people that Jesus was coming to minister. So they went and did what they were supposed to do. And the 70 returned again with joy. Now they returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now they found out about it as they were obeying God. So the first step is to live in obedience. Authority don't really work the way it's designed to work unless you're in obedience to God. Verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. This is Jesus talking. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All of it. Satan on down. Everything in his command, you are over it. And you can stop his works at your will. I behold, wake up, look, listen. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Be alerted to this. When he said, behold, alert, listen, take it in. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Are there gang members in your neighborhood? Tell Satan he can't use them. Tell Satan he can't give them ideas. Tell Satan he can't use them to kill nobody. And tell Satan he can't unify them. And then involve the angels. Ask the angels to scatter them. Now, you have a power, you have authority to do that. The same thing with ISIS. The same thing with the Muslim armies that go around killing Christians, murdering people. You can shut it down. You have to say something. You have to do it. What about the wicked governments? Shut it down. Tell Satan he can't use them. He can't unify them. He can't give them ideas. He can't aid them. Scatter them. Use the angels will scatter them for you. But you got to say something. You got to involve God. And then when it's time to vote, you got to vote and protect the people that's running against evil. And people, if people are evil in power, you can always shut down what they're doing. See, witchcraft is the opposite. It attacks life. But see, God didn't give Satan rights in the world. The Christian people who love God have the right to shut evil down. And you have to shut it down. It's very important to shut evil down. And it's a blessing to have power over Satan. I mean, I'm going to read that again. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now that's what we really rejoice about. The stopping the enemy is just a byproduct. It's a necessary part. Salvation is very important. And salvation, we're going to live forever. And the Lord equipped us to do everything we need. We have everything we need to go forward and not backwards. And I'm going to tell you something else about the Lord. When people respond in faith, and they love God. They're not trying to do evil. They don't love the world anymore. They're not enemies, but they're in union with God. They love God. They're the children of God. They that are led by God is they that are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of and daughters of God. Now, here come the 70. They rejoicing. The 70 are returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us." Now, I'm going to read the whole thing now to get down to where I wanted to get to. And Jesus said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." See, the Lord can get some, he can get a point over to those that love him, but those who are cocky and self-willed, he can't deal with them the same way. Now, I touched on this yesterday. That's why knowledge, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, you'll say what's necessary to those who can receive it. Everybody don't receive knowledge the same way. And sometimes a heart has to be prepared to receive what God is saying. But to the babes, the Lord can show them things. Because Jesus said, continuing, verse 22, he said, "All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." Now watch this. "And he turned him unto his disciples and said, privately, note that word privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. He said, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them." Now take that word serious. He's talking to babes. He's talking to his people, people that love him for who he is, people that worship him not only with their hands and their mouth, but with their life and the way that they live and conduct themselves. Now to do that, you have to receive God's word. That's the only way to have strength to do that after you've been born again. A born again heart, that Jesus brought us to the zero line, out of the negative, and now we can begin to build our life. From the cross, we build our life up. We do that by receiving his word after salvation. We receive all of his word, and it motivates us. It don't just educate us, it motivates us. It strengthens us from the inside out. If you fill your heart up, if you start receiving the word of God and you're around a lot of needy people and you minister to them, they're depressed, they're frustrated, and they come to you for counsel and you talk to them, you can begin to feel drained. But if you fill your heart up more and more every day, more than you need every day, you fill your heart with the word, and you're around all kind of people in their disasters, and they come to you for counsel, and you minister to them, you're using the strength of the word that you receive, but you won't feel drained because you fill your heart up more than you need it. And we need it all. We need it to live, but you can build yourself up to you're strong in the Lord, and when you have to use the word and live in the word, and when you're under pressure, when things will go wrong, you have enough word, you don't even feel it. Jesus gave us everything we need. We have to learn how to apply the Word of God and how to go forward. Remember something. When you have that relationship with the Lord, remember what Jesus said. Many kings, he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, not when everybody could hear, because everybody's not the same way, because he said, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. That's what he'll tell you. There are times the Lord have taught me things, and people that had been in ministry much longer, I was limited in what I could say about it, because the revelation would be new to them, and they wouldn't be able to receive it. And I wanted to share it, but you can't share everything with everybody. You have to wait on the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and then they can receive it. Otherwise, they'll spit it out. You know, people will think that new believers, it's hard. Sometimes it's easier for a new believer to receive revelation than somebody that's been seasoned in the Word, because they also have a mindset. You get a mindset not only from the Word of God, you also get a mindset in tradition, you get a mindset in culture, you get a mindset in your own ways. They develop a mindset, a firewall. But when you're receiving the Word of God, it becomes easier for you to detect what's of God. And you live without a firewall against God. A man of God can be anointed and still have a firewall against the knowledge of God in some areas. They can have no firewall over here where they're used to, and they have a giant firewall over there where they have no knowledge and skill. So, but Jesus gave us everything we need. Now, to get rid of firewalls that may exist, blind spots, things that you don't know, things that you have no understanding over, to do this, you just fill your heart and count on the Holy Spirit. Now, I say it again, Jesus gave us everything we need to win in life, to live this life. The people in heaven really don't have an advantage, because we can read about heaven, we can read about what they're doing, we can read about what we're doing, what we should be doing, we can read about what Jesus did, and go forward. Now watch this. Now this is Isaiah talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 says, "And there shall," this is Isaiah 11, verse 1, "and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse." Jesse was David's father. And Boaz's son. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." So, now when Jesus comes and set up his kingdom, he said, "The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them." There's not going to be any more sin one day, because Jesus put an end to sin. And the day is going to come, you'll look for an evil man and won't be able to find one. He said, "The sucking child shall play on the hole of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be glorious. See, everything's going to be put together where Jesus did this for us. Some of these things have not been completed yet. They have not been fulfilled yet. But we're completing him. And we have the say-so. We have the authority. We can stop the thing, the darkness of Satan. We need to fight. We need to fight now. Because in Thessalonians it said, he that now letteth will let. We don't have to let the enemy do anything in our world. He's here, but we can make him inactive. Let me put it better than that. I want to put it better than that. Jesus gave you the same authority that he gave me. The Father gave you the same authority he gave Jesus. You can put Satan under your foot, and I can put Satan under my foot. It takes a believer to shut Satan down. A believer. Now, if you have authority over Satan and over all the power that he has, use it. You don't have to go where they are. If you see what he's doing on TV, you can say something and it will happen because you said it and believed it and didn't doubt it. It's time to fight back. You have to believe. You're not going to get this from religion, from cold religion that limits God. Don't limit God like the Pharisees did. Don't limit God like people that love the world do. And you can't limit yourself thinking that other people are greater than you. We all share the same authority. Somebody's just got to believe and use it. Now, what good is authority if you don't use it? And many people don't. Many people live in fear. And they don't do anything about it. You don't have to live your life in any form of fear. But you can live your life according to the wisdom and word of God. He gave us everything we need to do our job. And he's going to put, things are going to get in order in the world when Jesus returns. Now you can't make a man, you know, the 70 return because with joy because the spirits are subject. With men, the Lord taught me this way. He said, men are not that much trouble when you removed Satan's deception. When you remove Satan, I've seen it happen. I've seen men in gunfights. And I would tell Satan he couldn't kill anybody or hurt anybody. And immediately they would begin to calm down. It was like turning the fire off. They might cuss each other out for a while. But you turn the spirit off. That's motivating death. They still got guns in their hand, but they never shot. After I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody or hurt anybody in Jesus' name. Even if, you know, when I said that, they might still be shooting, but they don't kill anybody and they don't hurt anybody. And a few moments after that, they stop shooting altogether. And they start cussing and they walk, they scatter like ants. It's crazy. I've seen this happen. I lived in a neighborhood where they sold crack, and you can imagine it was a gunfight every other weekend. That's how I learned these things. The people in heaven don't have an advantage over you. You can still make a difference in the world where they're not here now. They did what they were going to do, and now they're enjoying heaven. Now they see things better than you. They're encouraged more than you because they're living in love. But guess what? You can choose to receive God's word and live in the same love here. Now, you're surrounded by disaster, though they're not surrounded by disaster. But you're helping people come in the kingdom, and that's better. You don't have to wish that Jesus will come and take you out of here so just to have relief. You can have relief now, even if you live in a war zone like I did. I was not miserable when I lived at 4620 13th Avenue North in Birmingham. I was not miserable. I was thankful that I had authority over Satan. And I worshiped God. I had a a close relationship with Jesus. I had peace. And my neighborhood was sometimes a storm. But I had peace on the inside. And I just believe God. Before I go to bed every weekend night, especially on the weekend, most time during the week there were no gunfights. But on the weekend, I would get battle ready. Before I go to bed, I would pray over the neighborhood. But as soon as I heard the gunshot, it was like a reflex. I just jump up and saying, "You can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name." Like the snap of your finger. It was just quick. As soon as I heard people fussing, I tell Satan, "He can't kill anybody, can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name." And I knew the difference between a firecracker or one of those TNTs and then also guns. And sometimes they shoot big guns. I knew the difference. I knew gunfire from firecrackers. Because I heard it all the time. I heard it so often. But we have authority. As I obey God, even the gunfights stop happening. We don't have to wait on the rapture to be relieved. You can have joy and worship. But you have authority on earth now where you need it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.